למה זה נגמור רבי? אומר רבי, מינו אמינה לו. דהודו אומר, לא יסינן את לא סין יוימין להבי גיטה. If I don't come in 30 days, we'll be a get. Also, the Paske Mabra. He came mamish to the city, but he couldn't go over the bridge. אומר לו, חזו דה עשוי, חזו דה עשוי. ואומר שמוע, לא ישמי מסיה, it's not called that he bought, that he came, and במילה, the get is a get. So again, he said, he told his wife, if he doesn't come back in 30 days, he'll be divorced. Lemaise, he came, he didn't marry, he was an oynes, he couldn't pass the bridge. Afilo ochi, Lemaise, he didn't come, and she's divorced. Fregt Rabbi, oh, but Lemaise, for sure he doesn't want the get. He was yelling, Chazud Asoi. Chazud Asoi. So he doesn't want the get. And again, the Velt is mechir from this sugi, that you don't have to have a bitul gomu. It's enough that you yell that you don't want the get. So about the get has to be bottom. So the Rabbi lefi mi, aber nicht gesagt, dass er mevatel the get. Avada, we know that he wants to mevatel the get, aber lemaise, noch nicht gewinnt mevatel the get. Verobe omar, hotom, hosom li vitu legite boi, hosom li kiyum et tznoi ko boi, volo akayim tznoi. So Rashi is mas bepshat, this person, he's not the type of people that is meshane his das. He's a person, he's not meshane. He does what he's used to doing. But mele, he didn't have a das to be mevatel his get. He doesn't have a das to be mevatel his get. He doesn't want to be mevatel his get. He wants to be mekayim his tnai. And mainly he's timing, I was mekayim my tnai. What? No, he didn't think, he doesn't change his mind. He told his wife, if he doesn't come back in 30 days, she'll be divorced. He's not changing his mind. So trashy. Likum tnai boy. Al yedei kiyum atnai yubo lafki. Aloy mar, tnai di lovo yashloy shim yoyim vim lo yiget varibosi vikiyam bitnoi. So we don't see here a pe'ule of maise bitu. We don't see a peula of Gilu Das Beget. Now the Gemara brings down two more mice. Ahuda Omalu, Iloya Nasiv Natlos in Yemi Levi Gita. Amol, the Masbu the Gemara, how it was, people got Erusin if Amol was Kiddushin. So a person made a Kiddushin. And then he promised, now she can't get married to no one else. And he promised to marry her. So the lady says, but I will wait, what will be? So she says, I want now a get, Shasta, I'm getting married to you, but if you don't come to make the Nisuyim to marry me, I want to be divorced and I can marry someone else. So he said, Ilayna Sivna Tlos in Yoyni Levi Gita. Kimotu Tlos in Yoyma, Omaleo Tarachne. I'm Oynes, I'm not marrying you because I don't want to marry you. I'm not marrying you because I'm Oynes to prepare the Tzorche Achasana. Because I'm trying to prepare the Tzorche Achasana. I'm Oynes, as says Otrashi. Lemay Nechishlo. If you shum oynes, ein oynes begitte. Dann am oynes, ein oynes begitte. If you shum gilidaita begitte, plukte da bei berove. If mit zale gilidas, zav no ha gemor aud o amar le nasivne le rishar chet od o le begitte. Ki mot rishar chet od o amar lo, the reason I didn't marry you, I know you rachet the nisan. Amar le mai neich shlo. If you shum oynes, ein oynes begitte. If you shum gilidat, plukte da bei berove. Plukte da bei berove. So Tesis fragt Akasha. Be'etzem, we have three Gemoras the same. The first Gemara, Abaye brought a raya to himself from a person that came and paske mabre, and he said, Chazuda asoi, Chazuda asoi. So l'chu is a gilidas. Rav answered, there's no shachis to gilidas. The pshat is, the person thinks that he was mekayim that night. So while the person thinks that he was mekayim that night, there's no shachis to the sugi from gilidas. That's nishkin the sugi from gilidas. It's a sugi from kiyum at night. It's a sugya from Kiyum Matanai, Mele is no Gilui Das. Then the Gemara brings down Noha Maise, that a person made a Tanai for 30 days, and again it was an Oynes. And the Gemara says, Im Mishum Oynes, Ein Oynes Begiti, Im Mishum Gilui Das, Plukta Da Abaye Verove. Then the Gemara brings a third case, A person said Reish Yarche, and again he taught Reish Yarche the Nisan. He also says again, Im Mishum Oynes and Oynes Begitim, Im Mishum Gilidas, Plukta de Abay Verov. Frekta Israel, what the Gemara says, Im Mishum Gilidas, Plukta de Abay Verov. Im Mishum Gilidas, Plukta de Abay Verov. What does the Shaykh is the Plukta de Abay Verov? Rav already answered in the first case that the reason the person says chazuda asoi, chazuda asoi, the pshat, the person means that he was mekayim at night. The person means that he was mekayim at night. So it's not considered the shaila from Gilidas Begit. Abaye tried to bring a raya from the first case. Abaye wanted to bring a raya that Gilidas Begit doesn't help. Rav answered him, even if Baal Megilidas helps, when the person says Chazuda Asoi, he doesn't mean to Megalidas that he doesn't want to get. He means to say that he was Mekayim at Tnai. And those say Nishkin is still to Gilidas. Now the Gemara brings two more cases, the Zal Bazach. And the Gemara says, Imishum Oynes and Oynes Begidin, Imishum Gilidas, Plukta da Abay Verob. Zog Lomas and the last thesis. Zog thesis, the Imishum Gilidas, Plukta da Abay Verob. Hainu lefisvor asabaye. אבל רובי קוראים הראל אותו לבטו לגיד הקבועי, לקומתנו את קבועי, ולפה לגרוע באוכל. ולפה לגרוע באוכל. זוג תסס, רובי answered that these two יחתים תסף קיום התנאי, הודש כשאר את סמח לקס הבאי ורובי. Because even if I hold גלידס בגט, helps. זוג רובי, why here it will not help? Because here the person meant to מקיים את התנאי. The person didn't mean to be מגלידס. זוג תסס, אין לך נעמי. No, lefi abay that bought a raya, zog the gemoras is plugged abay the rove. Aber lefi rove zog teismas, ein echanam in these two gemoras, as evi rove answered in the first echatimtze, that's garnished, this two echatimtze is also garnished. Reb Nochem was medayek in teises rid nisht azay. Because teises rid brings down all the three cases, and he says, the last line from the Bible, ve'im yishun gledas, plugged abay the rove, ve'kaim elon ke abay, what is ve'kaim elon ke abay? לפי רובי זה אוכל על הגילוי דעס יהיה. כז רובי סייז לקיום עצמו הוא דקבוי. So yeah, במחליק is Tesis and Tesis Rit. Tesis learns that these two gemores that לפי רובי don't start. No שייך to גילוי דעס. אז אבי חזו דעסו יש נשכן גילוי דעס. These two gemores also are not considered גילוי דעס. And Tesis Rit says no. The first gemore that רובי is right is no שייך to גילוי דעס. The next two gemores are שייך to גילוי דעס. Shaila is, what is the Hezbollah? Chur Tesis is right. If Rava holds that when a person says Chazud Asoi, he means that he was Mekayim Atnai, and he doesn't mean that it's a Gilui Das, so what happened in the other two, that the Tesis Rit, Tesis says no Shaychis, but the Tesis Rit says the next two Gemores, Taka the Gemore is telling Tzu. What is the Hezbollah? What is the Hezbollah? So the Chur the Hezbollah is Asoi. We know a person is coming and saying, he gives a get to his wife. And he says, Chazude Asoi, Chazude Asoi. We tell him, the Maisi, you didn't come. He says, I'm trying. You know, I promise I'll marry you in 30 days. I'm trying. Ein Oynes Begitin. I was sure it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Ein Oynes Begitin. Lo Yitzur Yesh Oynes Begitin. So what is the halacha? We have to know, Me'ikar Adin Yesh Oynes Begitin. So takon on the rabbanon that ain't oynes begitin. In choshen mishpot yesh oynes. In kol haterekula yesh oynes. Kaimelon ain't oynes begitin. But if yesh oynes begitin, so what happens? A person gives a get to his wife, and he tells her, if I'm not coming back in 30 days, you divorce. Comes 30 days, he's standing on the other side of the bridge, and there's no boat. He says, chazud asoy, chazud asoy. So if yesh oynes begitin, he's right. So what happens? She's not divorced. He says, I'll marry you in 30 days. He didn't marry. Elena Sivna Atlos in Yoimi, if I don't get married in 30 days, you divorce. He says, I'm a oynes. What helps that he's a oynes? What helps Tainas oynes begitin? A person comes, I'm a oynes. So what if you're oynes? Lemaisa, you gave me a get, and you said that if you will not be here in 30 days, you want the get to be a get. Now, the boat. Really, we feel very bad for you. The boat. So the boat didn't come. The mice, you didn't come for 30 days. The person says, if it will rain, you will have a get. I was hoping it will not rain. The mice said rain, so she's divorced. You said, if you're not coming in 30 days, you want it to be a get. The mice, you never came. The mice, you never came. What is the husband? What is the husband? What is the husband? The Pshat is on There's two shittas in the Gemara in Ksuvos. I want to ask There's two esbeirim. What is the pshat? Yesh oynes begiti. Kaimelon ein oynes begiti. One pshat is the Rishonim say and the Dorim that when I promise you that if I don't come in 30 days I get divorced, I meant if it would be up to me. But if I'll be oynes, adaita de hochi, I didn't give you a get. Adaita de hochi, I didn't give you a get. Palabatish. You're right, I said if I'm not back in 30 days, you're divorced. But I didn't mean if I'll get sick in chutzlaris and I'll fall in bed, I didn't mean it. I meant if it would be up to me, and I will not come. But if it will not be up to me, adaita de hochi, I didn't give you a get. As a umdene de muchach. Stop. Umdene de muchach. I sold you a house. If I would know this happens, I would not do it. I gave you a get. I made it tonight. Umdene de muchach. Adaita de hochi, I didn't do it. This is the Ran and the Rashba. The Chemda Shloima brings down the Das Rashi and Ksuvis under a Hesper. Over Herzachai and Gishmaki Hesper. He says, when a person tells his wife, if I don't come back in 30 days, I'm divorcing. You're divorced. The get is yours. What it means if I don't come back? The Moshe, the person says, if it rains, you divorce. So, I'm divorcing you. Al Tanai, that's the rain. The rain is the Tanai. When I say, if I don't come back in 30 days, you divorce. So, what is the Tanai? If I don't come back, you divorce. So, what is the Maise at Tanai? I have to do a Maise, Loibasi. The Pe'ula that I'm doing is, if it be 30 days, Loibasi, if 30 days I'm Loibasi, you divorce. I'm divorcing you if 30 days I'm loy bossy. It's a passive active pe'ula. I'm not doing it, I'm sitting, but I have to do loy bossy. If I will do to you loy bossy for 30 days, you divorce. You're right, I'm leaving. Listen, if I'm 30 days don't come back to you, I'm divorcing you. But I'm doing it. I'm just doing it passive. I'm not doing it with a pe'ula. I'm loy bossy. If I'm a oynes, as they when I do Aveira Bo'in, the second Shbochu doesn't punish me. Because it's not me. If I was the Oynes not to come, it's not called that Loi Bossi. I came. I didn't come. But I also didn't not come. The kiyum I get is, if I Loi Bossi, this makes the get to be a get. I have to be a Loi Bossi. I have to make a Pe'ula of Loi Bossi. If I'm a Oynes, the Oynes is not Misiachis to me. So it's kilo I didn't do it. You're right, I didn't come. But I also did not come. And you only divorce if I will do loy bossi. But if I don't do a loy bossi, you're not divorced. So nochabos, so we have two esbeirim. Why when a person says im loy bossi at shloshim yoim and is a oynes, why the get is not a get? If en oynes begitin, if yesh oynes begitin, kaimelon b'diavad en oynes begitin. Chazal said we're not misyachis to the oynes. We're not misyachis to the oynes. But without the fact that we're not misyachis to the oynes, be'etzem. Be'etzem, it will be a good get. It will not be a get. A person has a tiny oynes. Says one svara balabatish. Balabatish. Adai de lohochi, I didn't make the t'nai. And the second tiny is, si heisnish loy bossi. Maybe now we'll go back to our suki. Tesfis learns like Rashi, like the Chemda Shloima, that a person has to make a pe'ula of loy bossi. So all of these three cases are exactly the same. The first one, he has to come. He thought that he came. He said, Chazud Esoi. He didn't know that he didn't come. So we're not saying he's not in battle again. He was trying to fix the tonight. The second case, he said, Taridne, I'm a oynes. So it's not called Leibosi. Again, he didn't think to Megaladas. He just said, Rabbi said, it's not called Leibosi. I was a oynes. The third case, I was Shuvash Chodesh Nissen. It's not called Leibosi. So he meant that the three places to say, Rabbeisai, I was not over on the Tanai. And the first time he meant, I came, I was not over on the Tanai. And the second two times, I was not doing Leibosi. I'm honest, it's not called Leibosi. So Ktesis, and if Rava holds, that when a person thinks that he's doing a Tanai, Seizish can be too, so he also Seizish can be too. Seizish can be too. It's Pasha. Tesisrid learned like the Rashbo and the Ran, like the Rosh and the Ran and the Dori. The first case, the person really thought that he did it tonight. He said, Chazu Dasoi. He didn't say, Chazu, I'm trying, I'm not managing. Chazu Dasoi. Zoktorov, the guy didn't mean to mevatel the get. He meant that he did it. And the other two cases, he know he was not Mekayim the tonight. He didn't come. Just what it means, oynes. Zok the Rashbo and the Ran, the Rosh and the Ran, what oynes means? I died in the Hochi, I didn't do it. He says mefurish. Adai to the hoche, I didn't give the get. That's a gilui das. He doesn't want the get. He says adai to the hoche, I didn't give a get. So he's choizer from the get. Lefi teisves, oynus is not adai to the hoche, I didn't give the get. Oynus means it's not called that I did like bossy. So this person, like Rashi said, he's going with lomdas. I'm not arguing. Rabbi Yisai, I promise if I don't come. The first case, Rabbi Yisai, I came. He told him, no, you're outside the bridge. It has to be inside the bridge. The second case, he says, I was oynus. See, hey, nishkin leibosi. Oh, but if it's hey, leibosi, again, I'm not arguing. I'm just telling Rabbi Yisai, see, hey, nishkin leibosi, I'm oynus. The third case, I thought was chaynish nissen. And then Zok Teisis, Rabbi said, there's no shachis to gilidas. When a person thinks that he's mekayim the tnai, the seisish can shachis to gilidas. No shaykhis to gilidas. No shaykhis to gilidas. Teisus Rilu's name. The first one, he thought that he was mekayim that night. The other two, he's not mekayim that night. He didn't come. He says he was oynus. He couldn't buy things for the chasana. But he knows he didn't mekayim that night. So what would a person tain as oynus? What he's tining? Not that he was, that those heisish can be over at that night. He knows he was over at that night. He never came. Zog deran in the rosh. But he says, Rabbi Yisai, when I gave the get, I didn't have this in mind. Ah, you don't have in mind? So it's no get. So you make a das and you don't want the get. So I think more, machlek is a bayah v'rove, give it das v'get. Helps, give it das v'get. Doesn't help. I'm ending the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, v'hilchese kenachmen, v'hilchese kenachmen, v'hilchese kenachmen. So Rashi says, what is the first nachmen? That you have to have bitul b'fnei shtayim. What is the second nachmen? The Omar Alochi ki Rebbe b'shtei. Nachmeini is a baye that Gilui Das beget doesn't help. So Rab Kivei Eger frek do Hashem Neor. Kivei Eger frek do Hashem Neor. He said Alochi ki Nachmen, Alochi ki Nachmen. The first Nachmen meant that Bitul is b'fnei shtayim. The second Nachmen, Alochi ki Rebbe. So Rab Kivei Eger, you don't have to tell me the second one. If you told me the first one, I could figure out the second one myself. Why? If Alochi ki Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, that you have to do b'fonov, so the nafkemine if bitul shalei befonav is b'fnei shtayim b'shloisha, you anyway have to do befonav. So if you're telling me that bitul is b'fnei shtayim, al kochach aloche kerebi. Why you have to tell me aloche kenachme bitul b'fnei shtayim and aloche kerebi? I know if aloche b'fnei shtayim has to be that b'diyevet it's chal. Because if b'diyevet it's not chal shalei befonav, what's the nafkemine that before the takone, but rishoyno, he said beizdin, if it means two or three. The Gemara could clear the fida havamine, like Rashi says, shtayim or shorosh. But la aloche, you have to go over the fonov anyways. So what's enough giving? I'm passing la aloche is two. Yeah, anyway, don't need two. Anyway, you have to go over fonov. If aloche kerevi that b'diyevet, it's chal shalei b'fonov. If b'diyevet, it's chal shalei b'fonov. So I'm telling you, b'diyevet, it's chal shalei b'fonov. And now, another aloche that aloche. But so mele, if you're telling me that you have to have two, so it means that b'diyevet it's chal, you don't have to tell me that aloche kerevi, that it's chal b'fnei shtayim. As if Rek Rab Kivei Eger. But it's only Rab Kivei Eger, l'chur, Rab Kivei Eger l'shitose, it's not a kasha. Because even if aloche kerev shimu b'gamliel, that it's not chal shalei b'fonov, but we said, when you do shalei b'fonov, you have to come to Afkiinu, Zot Rab Kivei Eger. When you do shalei b'beizdin, Rav Kivei Eger holds it's even worse from Afkeinu. We said it's keach beizdin yofen, it's not chal bichlal. So now you have to know how much is beizdin. If beizdin is shloisho, sepochus mishloisho, you don't have to come to Afkeinu. If beizdin is shtayim, sepochus mishtayim, you don't have to come to Afkeinu. So even if I say alochi kenachmen, I have to say alochi kerebi. Because it could be alochi kerev shimu gamliel that you have to have befono. When afilu hochi, you have to tell me that alochi b'shtayim, that legabi b'diyevet, לגבי בוס היי שלא יהיה בפני בייס דין, זה נפקמין לסידור שתיים, לסידור שלושה. It's much more, was to get the, sugya, the schedule changed, and as Hashem the Roshio will be coming, so the yeshiva, to give a shmuz. So the Ezes Hashem, Yoyim Rishon, I hope all of you, Rosh Hashanah, take it oilom, take it go duch the sugya, it's chaval to have a lochda. And Bez Hashem, Yom Rishon, will start the sugya from the Flamed Vov, Hillel Hiskin Prusvul. Sachmol and some Gedalia start, it's hard to start after 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But this year we have a Shabbos to rest already. So maybe we can hit Tzachon, Hillel Hiskin Prusvul, so take him Amish in Yonah the Yoymet, to start Shviz, Amish Ma'atona Ma'ashomayim. The first limud when Shviz starts, in Yonah Prusvul from Shviz. We'll see, Prism Hashem, it's Bitchila, and it's like, we'll learn the Sugya, and then, then take one sheet. You have to be a tefar shashone to write a prusbo. So hope that Hashem Yemrishin will start. Hope this year, it's time a quarter to 12. But the shul this year, I will start the sugya from prusbo by Yemrishin Be'ezus Hashem. A little bit, I'm speaking to myself, not to Mishtatif, but the Oilo Mashtikel. We're holding Lifnei Rosh Hashanah Yoyim Adin Ki Mi Yitzdak Lefonecho Badin Cholboi Oilo Yavru Lefonov Ki Bnei Moroim Kevakoras Roye Edroi Ma Birtzeinu Itach Hashivtoi Ki Lo Yizku Lefonecho Badin. The person has to know, I'll try B'Ktzoro back in saying B'Yedidus, wants to be more lemaisadik, musadik. You know, there's one day in the year that is called Rosh Hashanah. Chofetz Chaim said, Alemol, the person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asks for friends, he asks for kids, he asks for parnasa, he asks for all different zachen. He doesn't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to his tefillah or not. He knows nish. But when a person is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a better Ribbono Shel Olam, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Psach Libi B'Seir Osecho, make me to become a Talmid Chochem, give me Cheshek and learning, give me Siyat HaRishmaya, give me Atzloche, and he davens in the right way, there's no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say no. Because why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say no? For sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say yes. If a person will know to menatzel the Rosh Hashanah after richtike avoide, 2 days, starting from now, forget about the ganze welt, and to cry, and to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of his life could change after this Rosh Hashanah. He could come into Rosh Hashanah, ein mensch, forget about the whole world for 4 days. If you know, look, this sudden makes it to be a pikosim that a person doesn't chap, that he could change everything in Rosh Hashanah. But if a person will chap, that he will take the Rosh Hashanah and he will change himself, then Melech Malcha Amlochim could give him Atzlocha and learning, Havana and learning, Siyata Dishmaya to remember his learning, to become a Talmid Chochem, to become a Yerushomayim, to become Eved Hashem, to know Kol HaTir Kulo. Everything could change in 3 days. Now the same Satan that every day disturbs you with bad friends, that every day disturbs you with different things to do, with headaches, with machlis, he's the one that knows these 3 days just not to let the person to do that. Make him busy in every different thing. Already he finds a good person that managed to work on himself, as the Satan will send you a guy to sit near you in davening to disturb you. Oh, a loud one, or a quiet one. I mean, everyone has different things that he's disturbed. He will not get what he wants. The Satan knows he needs to get these 3 days that you will not be Eved Hashem. But if a person manages to be Eved Hashem, Chazal tell us the Aveda from Rosh Hashanah is Imru lefonai malchiyos kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. Imru lefonai zichroines kedei sheyale zichroinchem lefonai ubameh b'shoifo. Chazal tell us that the Iker Aveda of Rosh Hashanah is malchiyos. We said the tshuva, we do before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah. We're doing a lot of slichas bezus Hashem, erev Rosh Hashanah. But the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, imru lefonai malchiyas, kidei shetamlichuni aleichem. What is malchiyas? The yisayid of malchiyas is, it's the alamon, I want to say b'ktzor, but I want a little bit, maybe a bit to be masbir, how to do it before y'all. A person has to know, what is melech? Hashem melech, Hashem moloch, Hashem yimloich la'olam void. So the person stands, you know, we have a big ocean, big yam, there's billions of small little fish inside the ocean. It makes you a difference if one little small fish eats another small little fish. It bothers you that in the middle of the jungle, a black ant ate a different ant. Bothers you, you think about it. You're davening to Hashem to save yet a man. Mechateisa. Doesn't bother you. We have to know the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made for small people like us, and we understand the science is developed. We know the world is so big. They say, you know, you could go in one black hole, 500 years of light. You can go on the other side, another 500 years of light. The musig of the welt, the huge of the welt is, what's we in our welt. But the island that we are in, that the ball, the small piece that we are standing on, it's only like one little crumb in the sea, one little crumb of sand. This circle that we are standing in proportion to these huge stars, so the whole belt is years and years, the old years of light. There's no numbers. And one little circle, and that one little circle is billions of people and animals and all different things. And I have one little crumb inside. And I have a problem. My friend is a bit disturbing me. And I'm sure if my friend is disturbing me, some of the Malochi Chabola will come and eat him up. See, someone is disturbed, someone bothers him that he's disturbing you. Someone is doing something wrong, everyone is waiting to see. For sure something will happen to him. What is happening to the lion that is eating the zebra in the jungle? Why nothing is happening to the lion? So he's eating him. I want to be masbir. The apikolsim harishonim, from this they became apikolsim. They said, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but it doesn't make sense that he cares on two little fish. As that, Beyachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our size is exactly like the little fish. So we think we're a little bit bigger than the little fish. It's Machlis Tais. The Mele, I'm speaking that because some of Yishonim were people that knew Kol HaChochmas. They said, Alts is Emes. Aber Ashgoche Prot is Mish. Not Shaykh. Doesn't make sense. The first avoid in Rosh Hashanah is to be Makir, the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the nothing that we are. Hashem Melech! HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us, Vavisa Tehilo, Mikrutzei Choymer, Mechanitei Neshomo, Me'ofor Kole, Me'avak Pereach, Ve'hiti Hilosecho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvoydei Be'atzmi, that we don't understand, we will come to Olam HaNetzach, take this little fish, no, we already decided that we have Ashgoche Protis, so we feel a Gantz Choshev already. I'm crying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see I can't anymore, he doesn't see I can't anymore, I think he cares Be'atzim. No, he's masking to Tekir. He's masking to take you on and to care about you. He's masking. He took it on. He's masking to take you on. He's masking to care. And he wants to care about you. This is the second shlav. This is the second shlav. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes us on. He wants to be makir in us. And he gives us a koyach to be Eved Hashem, to daven, to listen to our tefillahs. But we have to do Rotzon Hashem. Velche ponim sido, velche ponim sido, that a person that is nothing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes this little crumb and is masking in the middle of the crumb, Hashem is holding this crumb turns over to a different person, chaps or shmuz with him, abizayah. Hashem is masking to listen to this little fish. By the way, he gives a kick. And a person chaps the sitter, how I was not embarrassed to do aveiras. Eich lo yoreisi! Eich lo yoreisi! This is the second shlav of the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. The third shlav, when a person gets to Malchus, Abi Mazbir. When a person starts to come to this hakoche, that everything is Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's golish mitnish, and be'etzem, everything that is disturbing me is like the lion is disturbing the other animals. No, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Olam asks, why is no private bakoshes in Rosh Hashanah? And everyone tries to find all different loops in davening to push here, you know, everyone has words where he pushes. I'm not saying Sikidai Tzitandas because we're small people and it's easiest for to cry when we come to personal zachem. Say that, Sikidai to cry. But why? You know, they say that everyone says, the Chofetz Chaim, they ask the Chofetz Chaim once, what would it be if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you for 5 minutes to be the Ribbono Shel Olam? What would it be if HaKadosh, for 5 minutes you could fix the world? What you will do? One person will say, you know, I'll take care of the poor people, I'll make them. The other person said, the Nebuch people, I'll take care of. The other person, the people have these tzores, I'll take care of these meshugah. Every person, if I would be the Ribbono Shel Olam, 5 minutes, some little things, I have to just fix them, yeah? They're not exactly, there's a lot of not fear things when we move this in the world. So that's the Chofetz Chaim, if they'll give you 5 minutes to fix the world, what you would do? Remember the Chofetz Chaim answered? I will leave it exactly the same because I'm sure he's doing the best. This is the emunah. So a person stands in Rosh Hashanah, if they melech kol yochol, I'm a little pips, and I'm reminding him, you know, the other fish near me is a little bit disturbing, you could take care of it. No, mom, it's just my neighbor, just if you could a little bit, and also I need like a couple more shogels, but chutz and that, I mean, I really love the chabayamas. It's a bizayin. It's a bizarre. It's a bizarre to ask for something. This is the reason in Rosh Hashanah, when you come to Malchias, you will see, Be'ezus Hashem, how much you're massing. I'm not saying not to ask. A person is embarrassed to open his mouth. You're Eved Hashem, and he's masking to be close to you. If you're a smart person, tell the Melech, leave me close to you. Give me a Pesach to be off the Chabahemes. How? I'm sure you know how to. I don't need that to help you. So for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants some people when they have toast to daven. But this is the small little thing. The avoda is that we feel we be'etzem gor nishta ribayna shloilom, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekarev la'avoda secho, v'sein belibeinu le'ov decho be'emes, be'emes ribayna shloilom. I want, forget, let me to forget, you find a way how, that I will forget about the world, I will have no shaykhis, the tainus of health, nothing in the world, I will kol kuli will stay in learning all of my life, and I'll be kol kuli teiro. Now what is Eved Hashem? The Gemara says, Shavtem v'reisem ben asher avodoi v'asher lo yavodoi ze ben ashoine pirkoi meo peomim l'ashoine pirkoi meo v'echot. The first musig of Eved is that he sits and learns day and night. Day and night! This is one chelek of Eved. First, Ribbono shel Olam, I will start to sit and learn day and night. People are busy in Kabbalah and Rosh Hashanah and out, and on Erev Rosh Hashanah they don't learn, and today they don't learn, and on Rosh Hashanah they don't learn. But Rabbi, I'm mamash Eved, Rabbeinu Shloilam. Chutzal, I just don't work. So Mishkan Eved. He's not planning to learn. He's already planning how he will rest Ben Azman in Nochim Kippur. Thus is a Eved. The second avoida, Ezu avoida shebelev zu utfile. Mincha today he's not planning to daven shtag. Ma'ariv shtag. Rosh Hashanah is really organized, he will have a good seat. That is a Eved. Mincha Rosh Hashanah on the second day, chaps somewhere with the Eved. That is a Eved. I'm saying again, I'm not saying a person doesn't have to do tshuva. I'm not saying, but I'm saying it's late. Two zachen. When to do the zachen? At least in the psukim of Malchus. At least a person has to know it's avoda sayoy. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Imru lefonai malchus kedei shetamlichuni aleichem." When a person comes to that akore, I want to tell you, Rosh Hashanah, it's the yom that Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to the people. When a person starts to feel these feelings in Rosh Hashanah, as Eved Shteit in Avraham Avinu, hitzitz olof balabiro. I'm telling you, kach shomati me'anoshim that did it. When a person starts to have these argoshes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the feeling that he's a melech. And you don't understand. Azevi, the slaves of the king, feel so proud that they're the slaves of the king. There's a huge king that he runs the whole world. A person feels so good to be in his team. Stifler explained, he said a mushroom. He said, you see in the world when you have teams of games and people shteltzach to the game. So Chavstadler explained, this is the teva Hashem made by people, they like to shtel. When a person feels that his melech is melech malchei hamlochim, even that I have to work day and night for him, he feels the closest that he wants to do it. And every person that says malchis in Rosh Hashanah and thinks about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach shomati, gives such a aura, you start to feel close. You want to do Rotzen Hashem. It's lehavdil. I tell a person, you know, they tell him to go into the Rosh Hashiva. It's the Mamash Lahavdil. I'm saying, yeah, you could speak up a minute to the Rosh Hashiva. So I tell the Rosh Hashiva, maybe you know, I want schnitzel also Monday. Why not? If you're ready to get to the Rosh Hashiva, other you will ask for Chavrus Hashav, other you will ask in Chves, something, you know, not that you'll have any soil, maybe yes, maybe not. When a person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Rosh Hashanah, Imru lefonai malchiyos, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. And when a person says it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything. Because he's the one that runs the world. He doesn't need help. And also before Tkiyas, and the Musa before Tkiyas, if you misboinen, and again, in the same time you do tshuva, and I made aveiras, such a bizoyen. In the end, if I'll carry on doing aveiras, I will stay like a little fish, that no one cares if the fish disappears or not. I want to speak longer, but I've gained so weak to Rosh Hashiva. I just want to say one little thing else. Yedidus. The Yitzhar Hora is very smart. And I don't know if you know, the Metzius says when you're tired, you can't focus. This is the Metzius. I'm just saying Balabatish. The Satan makes people to be tired, that they come to Rosh Hashanah, you know, they get a little bit tired. if a person wants to be on Machshav, and not only to cry and davening, when we spoke about a little bit of Hoimimus, to come and summon Hashem Melech, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first eitz is not to be tired. To go to sleep tonight in time, Rosh Hashanah. I'm saying to learn. Because Rosh Hashanah is a meaning not to sleep. Okay, everyone has to defeat the matzah. But a person sleeps 8 hours in Leil Rosh Hashanah. For sure he doesn't go to eat by places that they shmuz, you know. Place, learn Mishnah is the meaning, I think, Klal Yisrael, you learn Mishnah is the only thing you talk, I think, in the Suda. That's what I saw a place, you learn Mishnah is Rosh Hashanah, every Suda, one Perek, Kach Kibbalah Merav Yisrael, and Miyad, you go back to sleep, a little bit to learn, and so. A person rests, he has a Kach to daven. Again, the Satan is smart. He will tell you, Avada daven, but Leil Rosh Hashanah, he will come to you, you know what, now learn till 3 o'clock in the morning. You have to get up 6 o'clock, 4 hours of sleep. The Metzias is, to shmooze, you can shmooze even when you're tired. When you start to read and davening when you're tired, you can work. And the Sultan could steal, I'm telling you, I know from people that would prepare themselves, the Sultan stole the Rosh Hashanah from them. When a person comes and he's fresh 6 o'clock, when he's davening, he could say Pesukei Zimre, he could say, Boruch Sha'omar, V'hoya Oilo, Boruch Hu, Boruch Oilo. This is the Metzius. So it's a Toivah to sleep and to have Koyach and this is Hashem with Bizeicha Tzazamen Tzaksiva V'chassim the Toivah and Agibet Shteyo.
I don't have an air, but I had it in my briefcase. I brought it home. I don't have it. I had to run home. I had to get it.